Old Town Bike Shop in Colorado Springs is buzzing with helmeted customers getting flat tires fixed and buying new parts. 2 years ago, five of John Crandall's eight employees started getting health care when he decided to take advantage of the new health care tax credit.
It gives us a little more of a level playing field to huge companies that have such buying clout that they can get much better rates.
Under the law, the tax credit cuts health care premiums by as much as 35%. Crandall pays half of the premium, and his employees pay the rest. He shares the savings with them.
You know, I actually don't see why anyone would not do this.
Still, a recent survey reveals a staggering 95% of Colorado's small business owners are indeed not using the tax credit. There are reasons. Half don't know about it. Others, accountants say, feel it's just too complicated.
Many small businesses are a little hesitant of the law. It's confusing.
Mike Franca, an Arvada CPA, says the tax credits don't do much for many of his clients who run small businesses. Some are restaurants or landscapers, which hire minimum wage workers who can be easily replaced.
They're simply a commodity, and the employers don't really look at those programs to buy insurance for these employees. Their businesses are such that there's probably not a lot of margin in there for them to pay these additional costs for the health premiums.
Not so for Jack Renfro, whose employees, he says, are like family.
All of our employees have been here 20, 35 years, so they're all really well trained, and you feel obligated to them, so you're wanting to take care of them. They come before me.
Renfro was forced to make a hard decision with his Greeley construction company, Foundation Builders. 2 years ago, hard times forced him to cut health insurance and vacation pay, and he hasn't even paid himself.
No, I haven't taken a check since January of 2009. You know, I worked just, you know, day and night to keep the company going.
Renfro says he'd get health insurance back for his employees if he could afford it. In the meantime, he's going to keep his company at under 50 workers to avoid the impending fine for not providing coverage for them.
If that's the cutoff, then we'll never go over that again. Not that we're trying to take anything away from our employees, but we have to keep the door open, you know.
Even John Crandall admits the new health care laws need improvement. For instance, the 8-page IRS application has people scratching their heads, but he swears small business owners who take the time to learn will have motivated employees.
My frustration is just the fact that not enough people know about this, and there are significant forces, of course, that don't necessarily want them to know about it.
The tax credit rises from 35 to 50% in 2014, so more employers may find it useful then. Carol McKinley, Colorado Public News.